Two seaters out there, and a man came by and said, "Baby, I'd like to work for you." I said, "No." He looked like a foreigner. He had a little bag, and I couldn't take that.
Just don't know.
No, Lord, no more. You know, we had a girl just two blocks a year to get killed. Beat her to death in the toilet seat.
It's awful. Well, what would you say the noise is that the horses make?
Horses is a funny thing. They make different kind of sound. Some of them, like the nose was stopped up, and then others bay like, they call bay horses. There's about six different kind of horses that I know of. Now, even the race horses, I have a friend that raised race horses down Sumter Highway, and her horses, she raised a special breed of horses, and they didn't make any sound at all harder. They love to be groomed and made
brushed
up
and all.
And washed. Ooh, Lord, those or something.
Would you ever say they quicker or something like that to describe the noise or whinny or?
They would, if they were tired. They'd let you know if they were tired.
Okay.
Or if they were hungry. They really bellow out sometimes.
Okay. Did you ever raise any hogs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we had, when we lived out in West Columbia for a while before we moved here, we had a sow, and as long as we stayed home, she'd stay in the pen. But if we leave home and come over here to my parents' home, she'd get out and him a chicken up under the house and get it, eat it. As long as we stayed home, the little bitties could even go in the pasture and she'd never bother one. But she just let us leave. And over that fence she came and under the house after the chicken, she'd him her one up under the house.
So you had a place to keep her in that
we had
call
a,
that?
A pasture. And had running water through it and all.
That was the same as the pen? Or different?
No. We had a pen whenever they get with piglets.
Okay.
And we would pen them up in a small pen behind the garage. And the same hog made a bed about so big. It was about the size of a bucket top, and had her 10 little pigs outside of it, and they froze to death.
Oh, no.
But this hog loved, I could go down to the pasture there, and she'd come up, and I had a stick close by, and she'd turn over and roll over on her back, and I'd scratch her stomach, and she'd say, make the awkward sound while I just for me to scratch her stomach. The same thing at all. And we left out. One day we went off, and she got out and went down to the next house, which was my husband's aunt lived the next house, which was a good block from where we lived, down the highway. And she went down there and was aggravating them. And as soon as I come back, Aunt Alice called me and told me, she said, "You better come in and get it."